The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tav Ayin Gimel mentions what's very familiar to us, the practice of Urchatz, that at the Seder, after we make Kiddush, and before we dip the karpas, we wash our hands in the Tilas Yadayim. Why is there such a practice? What is the origin of this issue? So, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, was really discussed before the Shulchan Aruch, the tour, that this is really not something which is unique to the Seder, that there's a din called davar shetibulo b'mashka, that any food which is wet, so for example, an apple that a person washed off and is still wet, or a carrot stick that a person is dipping into a dip, or even a pastry that a person is dipping into their coffee, anything which is wet, you have to wash until you die before you eat it. This does not apply to drinking liquids, but it applies to eating foods which are wet. There is an inyan of Netilas Yadayim before you eat such foods. This is quoted in the Gemara Maseches Pesachim. So it's really an issue for the whole year round. So how come the whole year round, most people are not makbid to go ahead and wash for davar shetibulo b'mashka, and on the Seder night we all do it. So the Tazia writes that, there's no real difference. That it's based on ignorance, a lack of education, that it's part of the Seder, so everyone does it on the Seder night. But really, it's supposed to be done the whole year round. This really relates to a wider discussion about this issue of davar shetibulo b'mashka. Many Rishonim understood that the inyan of washing for davar shetibulo b'mashka really is gzeirah derabbanan, that is in full effect bizman hazeh. In fact, one would make a bracha v'alantilas yadayim. There is, however, an opinion of Tosus, which is that, no, that davar shetibulo b'mashka is different than, for example, the takana of washing before you eat bread. And whereas that was a full-fledged takana, the inyan of washing before eating davar shetibulo b'mashka was not really a full-fledged takana. It was just something that was done in order to avoid, practically speaking, eating tamei food. But nowadays, we're not makbid not to eat tamei food, and therefore there's no need to wash before having this type of item called the davar shetibulo b'mashka. What is brought lehalacha in this regard? So the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Nun Ches, in Hilchos Netilas Yadayim, writes that a person should in fact wash without a bracha. Due to this machlokas harishonim, so he recommends washing without a bracha before eating any davar shetibulo b'mashka. The Magen Avram there writes that the general minhag ha'olam is not to wash. We're somech on the Tosos. The meaning is not to wash. V'yesh al mi lesmoch, he says. There is upon whom to rely. It should be noted that there were many achronim, and the Mishnah Berurah as well writes that he thinks that a person should in fact wash for a davar shetibulo b'mashka because so many achronim were machmir. The Grah felt that he was so convinced that you have to wash. He said you can make a bracha on a davar shetibulo b'mashka. So that is part of the overall general background machlokas davar shetibulo b'mashka. That certainly the minhag ha'olam is not to wash, even bizman hazeh. That's the minhag ha'olam, and certainly there is upon whom to rely. Nonetheless, many recommend, not a bet chumra, to go out and to wash for davar shetibulo b'mashka. So when it comes to the Seder night, the Taz, the Mishnah Berurah, explained that's really the same issue as we have the whole year round, just that it became popular on the Seder night. Nonetheless, there are those who defend the common practice not to wash for davar shetibulo b'mashka all year round, and to do so on the Seder night and say that it's not hypocritical. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes this as well in the Shaar HaTzion. So, for example, the Chayyadam and the Chok Yaakov both say that on the Seder night, even those who are knowing not to do so all year round, do so as one of those things in order that their children should ask. We do things differently in order just to keep things exciting and different. The Netziv has a different explanation. In his Haggadah, in the introduction, he writes that on the Seder night, we do things the way they were done bizman beis hamikdash, in order to emphasize that really the proper way to have Pesach is with the Karban Pesach, and we should have our sights on the prize. So one of the things that we do is that we wash for davar shetibulo b'mashka. Even Tosos agrees that bizman beis hamikdash they would wash for davar shetibulo b'mashka. So he really sort of, he says, even according to those who are knowing like Tosos, it would make sense that on the Saturday night we do things differently, and not just as a way to make the children ask questions. I saw in the Sefer of Rav Rimon, he quoted that perhaps, or of Mordechai Breuer, that perhaps the two explanations can go together. We're making the children ask why it is that we're doing things differently the way they were done in the Bisman Beis HaMikdash. We're going to tell them we're doing things differently because we're doing things the way they were done Bisman Beis HaMikdash, because we need to know that we're supposed to be bringing a Karim Pesach. If we connect those two answers like that, that might make a difference with regard to the following issue. Who washes for Orchatz? Just the Baal HaSeder or everybody at the Seder? Different Minhagim in this regard. So if it's simply a matter of, you know, doing things differently to make the children ask, etc., so then it makes sense that just it's reasonable that just the Seder, the Baal HaSeder, will wash. However, if we're trying to wash as Hakpada and Davar Shetibul B'mashka, or even if we're generally speaking doing things the way they were done Bisman Beis HaMikdash, so then everyone would wash for Davar Shetibul B'mashka, and that minute would make a lot more sense that everyone should wash for Urchatz before the Karpas. Have a wonderful day.